From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. McKenna Occident reports for the Baltimore Sun about the first Columbia County death from COVID-19. Maurice Berger died March 23rd. He was a 63-year-old New York City resident, died 2 hours north of the city in the hamlet of Carrieville in Columbia County, end quote. Berger was the chief curator at the Center for Art, Design, and Visual Culture, University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Occident writes, and I quote, he was known internationally as a scholar and was published regularly in the New York Times Art Forum, Art in America, and National Geographic, end quote. He curated Revolution of the Eye, Modern Art, and the Birth of American Television, at the Jewish Museum in New York City in 2015. Berger's death is not included in the local statistics yet, or is included in the death totals out of New York City. And you can read more about this story in the Baltimore Sun. The Columbia County Chamber of Commerce is reporting two of the chamber's nursing home members are, and I quote, in desperate need, end quote, of supplies. Ghent Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, formerly Whittier Nursing Center, and Pinehaven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center are without sufficient surgical gloves, masks, hand sanitizers, and gowns. In an email appeal to members March 26, Chamber CEO Jeff Hunt and staff said, and I quote, if you are a business that typically utilizes the above supplies, beauty salons, nail salons, painters, or contractors, and can spare some, please consider sharing with these vital businesses, end quote. Contact Ghent Rehabilitation at 518-828-0800 and ask for Administrator Frank Yebra. To reach Pinehaven, call Administrator Liz Grote at 518-672-7408. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Village Board has approved a proposal to reorganize some of its administrative tasks put forward by Village Treasurer Robert Patterson. Patterson asked the board to transition his role to bookkeeping and accounting only and have the village clerk and deputy clerk take over the treasurer's duties. Patterson was hired as village treasurer in 2018. Just as the Office of the State Comptroller opened its investigation into the village for failing to make payments on certain payroll taxes to the state and the IRS. Mayor John Howe said March 9th the state investigation was coming to an end. Patterson will now perform monthly bank reconciliations, prepare and submit the monthly New York State Retirement System report, and other tasks. His new contract with the village is effective April 1st. Howe said the reorganization will save the village about $15,000. He said, and I quote, the bottom line is, I think this is a good thing, end quote. In other business, the village recently announced the village clerk's office in the Tracy Memorial Village Hall will be closed to the public indefinitely. Anyone with questions is advised to call 518-392-5821, extension 3 for the clerk. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Heather Yakin is reporting for the Times Herald Record. The New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct, March 26, released a searing opinion and announcement removing Sullivan County Court Judge Michael McGuire from the bench, citing a laundry list of misconduct and abuse of authority. Commission Administrator Robert Tembekchian said, and I quote, the breadth of Judge McGuire's misconduct is stunning. He wrongfully ordered people to jail and handcuffed family court litigants, often berated and yelled at court staff and litigants, presided in matters despite having a disqualifying conflict, impermissibly practiced law, and used court staff to assist him. He compounded it all with untruthful testimony during the commission's proceedings. Such egregious misconduct warrants removal from judicial office, end quote. McGuire has served since 2011 and his term was set to expire on December 31st. Judge McGuire was appointed last month by the Sullivan County Legislature to be the next county attorney. County spokesman Dan Hurst said that, and I quote, his appointment remains, end quote. He is slated to take office between April 20th and May 1st. depending on the COVID-19 emergency. Read the full story in the Times Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.